The following interview was recorded by the Gawler Community Broadcasting Association as part of the Gawler Oral History Interview Project.
Today I'm talking to Karen Redman, currently the Mayor of Gawler, and it's Wednesday, 27th of September 2017, and Karen has also been a councillor before she became Mayor. I'd like to talk about your childhood mainly, Karen. Can you tell us a bit, to start off with, about your parents and how they met and stuff like that?
Well, my parents' names are Ray Willis and Carita Willis, and my mother's maiden name was Carita Meany. She always used the term Meany rather than Meany. She was born in Hamley Bridge. My father was born in Mount Barker. And Dad's family moved to Hamley Bridge. And I think, from memory, his parents, he was in the... They had a farm. They had a farm at Meadows. And during the Depression, they lost that farm. He ended up working for the railways and moved, I think, a variety of places. In fact, they were in Smithfield, right near the Smithfield Primary School, just around the corner from Anderson Walk. They didn't have a lot of money. They ended up at Hamley Bridge. And that's how my mother and my father met. In fact, two brothers ended up marrying two sisters. So they met. Mum was a good pianist and was heavily involved in the local Hamley Bridge community. Was born there, obviously went to school there, and she obviously used to play the piano. Dad has a very, very good singing voice. And so I remember a local woman telling me, my mum or dad never told me this, this local woman said, "Oh yes, I remember both your parents." It was actually at my mother's funeral, would you believe?
Okay.
Patty, the woman's name's Patty Wedding, and she still lives at Hamley Bridge, and she said, "I remember when your father and your mother were in the Hamley Bridge Institute on stage singing a duet."
Oh.
Can't remember what the production was, but in those days, that would have been in the probably early 50s, probably.
Yeah.
And it was a boom time in Australia, so country communities had lots of dancers. They used to go dancing at all the local halls. They were very good ballroom dancers. And so they, yeah, I think they were well known. So I think life was pretty, a lot of fun.
Yes,
And so they married, 1957 they got married, in the Hamley Bridge Catholic Church. So I've got a Catholic background, very strong background in that area. Both my mother and my father's family, originally their ancestors came through the potato famine from Ireland. So mum's father's family, the Meanies, settled at Ford's in Capunda, which is, there's still some derelict structures in Ford's, an old railway siding.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting spot for those people that know Ford's near Capunda. And so they settled there, and very large Irish Catholic families. And mum's parents in particular ran a butcher shop, and her mother ran a tea rooms. And sounds like that. I knew my grandfather used to stay at Hamley Bridge in school holidays when I was primary school age. And every school holidays I wanted to go up to Hamley Bridge, and I'd stay in behind the butcher shop with my auntie, my mum's sister, who never married. And she was well known in the community. Her name was Tass, or Kathleen, and we obviously called her Auntie Tass. She was a fantastic female and woman. Women who never worked, had careers, but were very, very strong women in their own right. And I always believe that. When I look at strong female examples or mentors, it's not necessarily the academic record they have, it's their strength in the community. And so I have had the benefit of many strong women, particularly on my mother's side. So I used to go, as a child, I used to go and stay up there every school holidays and live behind the butcher shop, watch my auntie cook, watch my grandfather work extremely long hours, always wore the blue and white apron. And I remember the sawdust in the shop out the front, the beautiful sideboard in the dining room. There were all these little rooms behind the butcher shop. And they had this amazing orange orchard out the back, a toilet, a separate you know, outback toilet. It was the cleanest separate toilet I've ever seen. It was very well looked after. And then there was a train track at the back, the old Hamley Bridge train line, and there were constant trains coming through, the Bluebird freight train. So I learnt to love the sound of a train at night. So it's never been something of irritation to me. My parents, when they got married, promptly left Hamley Bridge, and Dad was a painter and decorator, and so he had his own business. Mum was very good with money. She'd done bookkeeping. She was a bookkeeper, but she also worked at the local exchange. And in fact, she worked here in Gawler at the Gawler Exchange, and she was a supervisor. Never talked about it. I found this out recently when I was mayor. She never talked about it. The local people always had a great love for my mother because she was a very endearing... Well, you remember.
I do remember. You remember. She was endearing.
Yeah. So they left Hamley Bridge and they moved to Strathalbyn, and that's where all of us kids were born.
Ah.
Okay. So I was born in Strath. I was the third out of four children. Mum, in fact, had seven pregnancies, and when we eventually moved to Gawler, she had two more. She had one when we were in Victoria. So we were born in Strathalbyn. I recently went past our old house when we were driving through Strath the other week, and we were there from that time till 65. And so we were born, I've got my older sister, my brother, myself and my younger sister. All at one point, my mother had three children under four, I think it was. Wow. There was 16 months between my brother and myself. Gosh. So there's my sister, 16 months between my sister and my brother, and 16 months between myself and my brother. Gosh. And there were 3 years between myself and my younger sister.
Oh, that's a bigger gap, isn't it?
Oh, you're huge, yes.
Is that where the two babies that didn't survive?
I think there were two miscarriages here in Gawler, and then there was a miscarriage when we moved to Victoria. Mm. Mum ran a hotel, country pub. My parents ran it, but Mum ran it. Dad was very charismatic, and of course we moved to Victoria and took up the lease of a local hotel called the Criterion Hotel.
Where is it?
In Rushworth, which is Gold Rush country. It's about an hour from Bendigo. It's a very cold place, but I have so many wonderful memories of this this little town, little Gold Rush town, beautiful old heritage buildings. We our pub was the top pub, and Mum never liked calling it a pub, so we had to call it the hotel. So we never used the word pub. They ran a really slick operation. They were good business people. Dad was front of house. Mum, just everything. She had to get everything. We did meals. We had accommodation, the typical, you know, hotel room accommodation. They had events. My father was involved with the local, I think the high school had a Gilbert's, had a dramatic society, and they did Gilbert and Sullivan. So back in the 60s, it was really quite popular, I think. So they had the Mikado and Pirates of Penzance. And I remember seeing a envelope come through to the hotel, a letter, and on it, and because the lead role was Frederick in Pirates of Penzance. Yeah. And he was known as Ray Frederick Willis. That was that popular. He's a very good singer, Dad. Very good singer. Yeah, so there was lots of activity, lots of vibrancy, lots of people coming through the hotel, but lots of hard work too. Mm. So us kids, we went to the local... I started school in Rushworth, and I remember being in a specialist maths class when I was in reception or year one or something. I think because I was good at maths, and I think they must have had a program of developing kids. It was a local Catholic school. And
was it a big school?
No, I remember the school. It felt big. Mm-hmm. It felt like there were a lot of kids, and there may well have been. Mm. I can't remember how many children went there. I remember I always felt like I learnt a lot there. Mm. May I say, compared to here. When I came here, I think there's elements of I didn't want to leave Rushworth. I was only in, I think, grade two, grade three when we left, and I loved it. And we used to have the run of the town, the things we used to do.
Was it the only school, or was there a state school?
Was a state school, and that was quite big as well. There was a high school. I don't know if there was a local high school, but it might have been a regional high school because there's not a lot of people. There's only a few hundred people in Rushworth. But a very tight-knit community. We learnt to swim there. There was a local swimming pool. And Mum had never learnt to swim. And she remembered, she said, "No, you will all learn to swim because I always wanted to learn to swim and we didn't have a pool. We weren't allowed to swim in the River Light near Hamley Bridge." Yeah. And her mother would never let her because it was dangerous.
Yeah.
And so she felt very strongly that we had to learn to swim. And so we did. So I learnt to swim. I still remember swimming in that pool. Beautiful people, kids that I still am friends with now.
I was going to ask about some of the memories.
Yeah, there's
fellow students and teachers.
Fellow students. I don't remember my teachers and their names. I remember the people and the kids, because we was a bit of a gang of us that used to run around. We were so little, but we used to have the run of the town. Literally, we were always off exploring. There was an old burnt out house across the road from the hotel, and in Victoria and in country towns, in Rushworth, its name reflects what you think might have. The gold rush was huge, and there was an old gold mine called Roo that is now quite a tourist attraction, but at the time it was a derelict, so we weren't allowed to go there because, you know, mine shafts. The whole place was littered with mine shafts, and the middle of the town had an old tram track, but it was playgrounds were in the middle of the main street, so you had one-way streets up one way
You'd
go up the other way, and the old traditional main street shops on either side, huge main street, but reflected that gold rush activity. Massive railway network there, of course, because again, the gold mine and moving the gold out. This town was in the middle of bush, so we were surrounded by bush. It was gorgeous. We were involved. My dad was captain coach of the local football side, so, you know, we used to watch football. I was too young to play netball, but I remember swimming.
Yeah.
I remember the hospital. I remember going to... We had our own hospital, country hospital at Rushworth. And Mum, I remember going to visit Mum. We weren't allowed to go in because we were kids. Mm. I'll never forget that. We weren't allowed to go in to see our own mother.
Yeah.
And because she had a miscarriage and we didn't know what she'd had done. But I remember looking through the window, seeing her, not being able to visit her. We had wonderful people that worked in the hotel who were great friends of my mother and helped. And I've got this great memory of this cook, Mrs. Muir was her name, and she was the cook, and she wasn't a very good cook. And as a child, I'll never forget it. There we were, because there was the dining room. There was the ladies' lounge, the dining room, formal dining room, and then there was the kitchen, and then there was the back room where us kids used to eat. And there was an old back stairs that we'd go up and stay or live, you know, and with certain rooms we were allowed to. There was sort of that back private section, and then there was the public where people stayed. So we weren't at any cost allowed to go into that formal area. Of course, we always did when we were, you know, and we weren't allowed. And I remember one, and there was a beautiful old staircase that's still there. We used to slide down the banisters. Of course, one time I fell off, and one time one of my friends, Jimmy Morgan, fell off, and he had a big lump on his head, and it was massive, this lump. I still can see this lump that Jimmy Morgan had. We had lots of fun, but this cook, Mrs. Muir, she dished up this lamb's tongue, would you believe?
Oh, yeah.
It was hideous. It was just hideous. I still remember her dishing up. You eat this. I'm not eating that. I still remember. And I went, oh, God. So, yes, not the best. The stuff that we got, it was awful. You know, it was awful. It was, but you got to laugh. You've absolutely got to laugh. I contracted scarlet fever.
Really?
Yeah, really bad, which is a really bad throat infection, strep. A throat infection. And so my parents, and then you'd think, oh God, this is terrible. And in Maroopna Base Hospital was a large hospital. There's a basin or a reservoir called Maroopna Basin. I assume it's still there, which was the water source for the town and region. And we were, of course, highly contagious.
Ooh.
And I remember I could barely swallow. It was really terrible. We got put in quarantine, and it's awful. We got shipped into this hospital and we were in isolation. So the decision was, I remember my mum says, "Well, Karen, you know, we're running a business." Right. And I said, "So you shipped us off to the hospital?" Yep. And kept the pub going, kept the hotel going. So we all got put in hospital.
That's you and your siblings?
Yes, yeah. All of us. Mm. And I remember getting, I had to have this, what was it called, the big procaine penicillin injections, so these massive white, huge injections. And we used to have them, it was awful, we were in isolated glass cubes.
Good heavens.
Yeah, we were completely, and we were completely isolated from everyone.
And from each other.
From each other. So if you think of, if you think of a row of beds and there's a glass
partition
with doors, you couldn't get out, you couldn't, yeah. And again, I remember this nurse came in. It was my first experience of nursing, which wasn't very good.
Really?
And they weren't very nice. And one nurse, and I said, oh, What do you want for dinner? I said, oh, what's this Bonox? Oh, if you order it, you have to drink it. Okay. I didn't have any idea. So I got dished up this Bonox, which was hideous, salty and horrible.
Yeah.
And I didn't drink it. I said, you won't. So I didn't get anything else. Yeah. Oh, it was awful. Yeah. So that
Did you all have scarlet fever, or was it just you? Well,
I had it really bad. I think all of us had to be put in, and I'm not sure if my older sister had it slightly less than me.
I think
I remember just, it was.
So how long were you there?
I think we were there for a few weeks.
Good.
Yeah,
great.
It wasn't just overnight. It was a number of, So we, that was quite difficult. I remember hating it, and, you know, you'd sit there and you'd be...
And you're only little.
Only little. Mm. Yeah, we were little kids. And I remember they had a party. Kids party. I could see the kids party across the corridor and down through the door, and they had this kids party. And going, I can't go to this kids party. You know, it was really, it wasn't very nice at all. Yeah, it wasn't good at all. But I must admit, I still found something to laugh at with the Bonox. So maybe that's where my defiance and resilience came from.
Who knows?
I don't know.
How long after that did you leave?
We came to Gawler in 68, the end of 68, 69. So we were there, we were in Rushworth, the lease was 3 years. I do know that I think Dad wanted to stay on and Mum said no.
Mm.
No, because it was killing her.
Yeah.
It was exhausting. Loved the people. Loved, but it was just so, and four kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Young, so we came and settled in Gawler. I remember when we came back and we stayed in Hamley Bridge initially, and it was quite exciting from my mum's point. She was home. Mm. Yeah. So we settled here. We've sort of been here, obviously, ever since.
Yeah.
So
whereabouts were you in Gawler when you first came?
We settled on Carlton Road, 63
right.
Carlton Road. And it was always very cold. It was a prefab. I think it's asbestos, actually. Asbestos
home.
Could
be,
It's still there, up there on Carlton Road. It was big property, big land holding. We still had to share. My brother had his own room, and us three girls had to share, which is not unusual.
No.
Yeah, so we got involved. I remember we had to ride. We initially had to ride our bikes to the Catholic school, which was St. Joseph's School in Churchill, which is where St. Joseph's Hall is. That used to be the primary school.
Right. Okay.
And then halfway through, they opened up St. Bridget's, and we finished our primary. I finished primary school at St. Bridget's. What can I remember about 63 Carlton Road? Again, we were used to being free agents, so we still remember running, and we'd go out all day. When we were at school, of course, and we just explore the neighbourhood and down to through the Gawler East Hills, sort of round behind, I guess, where Dead Man's Pass is, and down that was all pasture land.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd run and, you know, just jump paddocks. And,
can you remember games you played? Hobbies, things like that?
Well, hobbies. Well, I used to, we continued our swimming. I used to swim every night.
At the Gawler Pool.
At the Gawler Pool. And so I swam for well over 10 years. And so that was a big part of my life. I did a lot of sport. We didn't play a lot of cards. We used to play Monopoly a lot. But we used to say the rosary. I couldn't stand it. And I shouldn't say I just couldn't do it. And we used to sit around as a family and say the rosary. And
every day or...
Well, I can't remember. It felt like it was eternal,
yeah.
But it really. I didn't. I remember not enjoying that. So we used to go to church a lot, and I've always enjoyed going to church, and I still do. But it was sport. So I used to swim. I played netball in winter and swam in summer, and that took up a lot of my time. What we used to do with kids, we just used to run around and explore.
I can't think of specific games or...
No, you know. We certainly used to play I Spy if we'd go for drives in the car. Mm. And we used to spend a lot of time going to swimming carnivals in the country. Went all over South Australia for swimming carnivals nearly every weekend. And we'd always play I Spy with My Little Eye, something starting with C. But Monopoly was a big game as we got older. We used to play this game, which is rather violent and probably shouldn't say... called let's have an FIGHT with my brother. We'd go, come on, let's have, and we'd practice boxing each other, you know. But as he got older, he got too strong, he had to stop. I said, no, you're too strong now. No, you're starting to hurt. We used to have, and it was all in fun. That was probably the worst game.
Things kids do.
Let's have an FIGHT.
What do you remember about school in primary school?
In primary school, I remember one teacher, I was taught by nuns. Some of them weren't all that good. And this one in particular was fantastic. Sister Pauline was her name. And she was a much younger nun. That was when I was in St. Bridget's. And I was quite loud. I used to get in trouble. Yeah, if I knew the answer to something, I couldn't wait for, you know, I'd put my hand up and, you know. I'll just tell you the answer. But anyway, that used to get me into trouble a bit. But yeah, this teacher, she was fabulous. She brought the album Eagle Rock to school.
Oh.
Mm. And I used to, she'd say, no, I want you to sing this song. So I'd just sing it because I could sing, you see. And my younger sister's really good at singing as well. And she brought a lot of musical appreciation out in me. But this, Eagle Rock, I remember listening to this at school, at St. Bridget's, when I was in about grade 4 or 5.
Okay.
We used to play rounders at school.
Oh, right,
yes.
Yeah. Yes,
and Red Robin, was it? Red Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... Rounders was good. I used to like that. And Red Robin in our breaks. And we used to play knuckle bones.
Yes, I remember playing
that. I was really good at knuckle bones. I ended up getting the really big... You know, you could have the really tiny, small plastic ones, or you'd have the really big...
Real ones.
And I could do all these amazing things. I could still do it if I wanted to, probably, you know, pick up 5 at once and all this sort of stuff. My brother used to play marbles. I wasn't all that good at marbles. I couldn't quite do the whole trick and push thing with the thumb, but marbles were quite popular. What else?
What about lessons? Do you know anything about learning stuff?
In primary school we didn't learn all that much. Did a lot of religion. I remember getting to high school and thinking I really haven't learnt all that much.
Did you read much?
We used to have the Country Lending Service. Mum subscribed to the State Library, so every month we'd get a big box of books.
Wow.
And she'd pick our books most of the time, and as we got older we could pick our own books, and then of course it stopped. But I remember one book in particular called The Borrowers. I really loved that book.
Yes, wonderful.
Wonderful book. Yes, we did, but I wasn't a huge reader because I was always playing sport.
Right.
I was always swimming, and then a couple of years I swam in winter. That did me. That was enough for me. Mm. I thought, oh no, it's too much. But I was pretty good at sport. Yeah, swimming was something. I wanted to be Shane Gould.
Okay.
Everybody loves Shane Gould
and
Karen Morassi. We had a really strong club. My mum was secretary, I think, of the club, and it was her and a group of other mums put together Gawler Amateur Swimming Club, Netball 2, GAS. That happened when I was I was one of the first players from a junior perspective, and because we used to play for St. Joseph's Netball Club, and then we went to GAS. Yeah, but it was swimming that used to consume a lot of my life. I liked school. I liked learning. I found it really interesting. I liked maths. I just enjoyed numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do much in primary school as far as history, or we did a lot of rote learning, you know, and it got a bit boring, I must admit. I think I was a bit bored with it because it just wasn't enough for me. When I got to high school, I was in back in, I think that was 72, 73 or something like that, and there were 13 year 8 classes.
Good grief.
Yeah, all of
what high school were you at?
Gawler High.
Oh, Gawler.
Yeah. And there were 13 classes, and I was in, if you were brainy, I guess, you get put in the top two classes. I got in the top one of the top two classes, 102. And so I must have learned something at primary school because, you know, I got in there. But, yeah, I enjoyed high school.
What do you remember about high school?
Well, there were lots of kids, obviously. There were probably as many kids there now as there were then. Mm. But it was just high school back then. It was the only high school. And I got to meet lots of different people. I loved it. Yeah, met many people that I still know now that I remember. There were many kids that came from different parts of the region, so Two Wells, Virginia, Malala, in particular those areas, plus Gawler. There were just so many people there. I did French in Year 8 and Year 9 and loved that. And I remember we had a French restaurant in Gawler at the time.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
And we went... As a class, we went to the restaurant, and I remember eating French food for the first time, and I thought it was really exciting and loved French. I did history. I had a history teacher who was really... She didn't like tattoos. I remember her. I don't know what... You know how you remember these weird things? And she didn't like... She said, oh, tattoos are a form of mutilation, you know. And I remember... I don't know how she weaved it into this story of... It was to do with Incan, South American tribes, and... And, yeah, she made this comment, which stuck. Yeah, so I enjoyed that. I loved science. And
do you remember any of your teachers?
Mrs. Mason was an English teacher in Year 11, I think, and she was absolutely magnificent. She was really a fabulous English teacher. I had a really fantastic English teacher in Year 12, and I just can't remember his name. And he was stunning, just stunning. And we, you know, you did things like World War One project. You had to do back then. We still did research projects, and I did World War One. But we did, you know, you did your Shakespeare, did different novels, and I loved every minute of it. It was so interesting. The way he ran the discussion in the class was just fantastic. You just felt like you weren't being stifled.
Yes.
You could say how you felt and really discuss the novel or the play. It was a really enjoyable year 12 for me. Year 8, 9 and 10, all I did was muck around. I was constantly in trouble. I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I was always annoying people. I think I was bored.
Yeah.
I was a bit bored. But, I did have some good teachers. I'm sure they used to pull their hair out because I was just annoying. You know, I couldn't be quiet. I couldn't be quiet.
Well, I can relate to that.
You know.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
So you had an enjoyable time, a bit boring in some cases at high school. What happened? When did you leave and what happened then?
Well, I went through to Year 12, I did maths 1S, it was called. Even though I was really good at maths, I didn't do maths 1 and 2. And I think from year 10 to year 12, I became disengaged with school a bit.
Right.
And
do you know why?
I think my parents were going through a divorce at the time.
Oh, yes.
And I think that that had a huge impact on... my ability to concentrate, and so we didn't have any money either. We were quite a difficult time for my mother, and so it was a very difficult time.
You left high school, you got maths 1S, you said?
Yeah, I did maths 1S, I did biology, I did chemistry. Oh, I couldn't stand my chemistry teacher. I don't know why. I just didn't engage.
Doesn't that make a difference if you can't
stand but I think I was I was struggling during that time. So, it was quite a difficult time for me. So anyway, I did English. Loved my English teacher. Loved my biology teacher. And I also did classical studies. And I shouldn't have done that. That was That was...
Not good?
No, no, I was particularly disruptive, so...
What is classical studies?
Greek and Roman history, and it just didn't... I don't know why I picked it, but I did. And I shouldn't have gone anywhere near that particular... But anyway, I did. And I passed, but I mucked around, didn't study as well as I should have. But I still loved English and maths, and got through. And then, yeah, finished Year 12. Yeah... We had a Year 12 matric party, that's right. They used to be called matric parties, and I met my husband there, Terry.
Okay.
He was introduced by a
was
mutual friend.
Was he a Gawler student, Gawler High student?
He was, and he's a few years older than me. So, yeah, I met him. And anyway, yeah, so left school. Then following year I had Natasha.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah, that changed my life a bit. And then I was still living at home with Mum. And then Terry and I decided, or he decided he was going to buy a house, so he bought a house. We're still in the same house.
Good gracious.
I know. We're not particularly adventurous. Stayed in the same house. And then I applied and got into nursing. I'd actually applied to do physiotherapy, but because I hadn't worked hard enough, I didn't get into physiotherapy. And I remember going in. I remember going into tertiary admission centre. Used to be on North Terrace.
Yes.
And I got my slip, you know, with my preferences, and physio wasn't on there. And I walked in and I said, Why haven't I got physiotherapy? And they said, that's because you didn't get enough.
High enough school.
Oh, it hadn't even occurred to me. So I got into nursing. I got into a Bachelor of Arts. I got into nursing at Flinders. It was the new tertiary course there. And a Bachelor of Arts in Teaching. And I took teaching, which was a mistake. But I started teaching. I started my course at Murray Park, McGill. So I was travelling there and back. And I hated it. I just didn't know what I was doing. I was completely out of my depth. I think I was still recovering from what had happened. And I pulled out. And later on I had Natasha. And so then I applied to do nursing at the Lyle McEwen Hospital. And I remember going to have an interview while I was pregnant with Natasha. I'd got accepted. And I went down and I saw this wonderful woman, Jenny Boehm. She was the director of nursing. In fact, I only saw her a few weeks ago and she came up and said hello. I couldn't believe it. It was wonderful. And she was fabulous. And the head of medicine, Dr. Elix, was in this room. And I'd come to see if I could defer for 12 months. Mm-hmm. And they let me defer.
Good.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. They let me defer for 12 months, and then I started my training when Natasha was 5.5 months old, which wasn't easy to do.
Who looked after her?
My mum.
You're right.
It was fabulous. So I worked full-time as a student nurse, and Jenny Boehm said, well, you know, you can't be married and work. I remember that. You can't be married.
Goodness me.
Yeah, and
in
at the
70s.
Time. Yeah, this was in the 80s.
Heaven.
This was in the 80s. Now, she said, you can't look after a husband. And she didn't know my husband because his mother died when he was young. So he was quite resilient and quite organised. And we were quite a team. And we were living together by that point. We had the house. And it wasn't going to be, you know, really. I went, oh. There were a couple of things said to me. One was, what are you going to do with the baby? And my comment was, well, it wasn't particularly... mature comment, oh, I'm going to put her in the garbage bin. What do you think I'm going to do with it? Like, you know, what a stupid thing to say, because I'd come out and say these things and, I shouldn't have said that. And
and what businesses are these?
Well, but this is the stuff you get.
That's right.
As a female, as a young mum, and it hasn't changed. You know, I'd like to think it has changed, but I really do resonate with young mums. So
they took you on.
Yeah, they took me on, which they were reluctant to do because I had a baby and, you know, that was highly unusual, and usually you didn't continue on when you had children. So I worked, I finished, I loved it, I was good at what I did.
How long did it take to become a trained nurse?
3 years. Right. And then I did a few months They actually offered me a full-time job. I was one of the few that, at that point, they were hard to come by, and they offered me a full-time job on Kids Ward. I wasn't able to take that. I thought, no, I need to think about what I want to do. And I then had Chris. We got married in between time, and we decided we were going to get married. So we got married, and then we had Chris. And then I used that training to get part-time work. So I started working here at the Gawler Hospital. Yeah, that was mainly night duty and casual work, but it was regular enough just to get my skills up over time. I then had Kimberly while I was still working here, and then continuing to work mainly night duty, and then found a job at the Lyme McEwen permanent part-time, which was just fabulous. It was 0.5. Still shift work. And rosters being as they are, they'd give you five shifts in a row, which you thought, oh, no, I won't get five shifts. No, you'd always get five shifts in a row. But loved it as well.
Oh, that's
good. Loved it. Loved working. Spent 10 years at the Lyme McEwen.
Goodness.
So I went, yeah, loved that. Loved the hospital. And so I continued to work. Eventually worked and became about 0.7, always doing shift work. Then I was able to get Monday to Friday. I wanted to be a kids' sporting events on weekends, and so I worked Monday to Friday, and that was also enabled the shifts to be broken up.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, during that time, I was offered a position of 3 months at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, and that was 17 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was full-time. That was my first step into full-time work and travel. And that, but I took that on, and I haven't regretted that move.
I just want to take you back to your childhood. Talk about sort of special occasions like Christmas or festivals or birthday. As a child, how was that celebrated? What did you do? Can you think of special occasions or holidays?
We didn't have holidays. Mum and Dad working in a business.
Right.
We had one holiday, which was a driving holiday to Sale. That was it. I don't know why. There must have been some reason of going. It wasn't about us, but we did not have holidays.
No.
We just, when you're in a business, you don't have a holiday. And I think that's why. And when we came to Gawler, Mum and Dad took on a business, a deli, as well, which I think Mum never wanted to do. So, and I used to work in that deli. I forgot to tell you.
Where is that?
Gawler West. It's on 14th Street. It's still there. There's a little. It's a little flat roof building. It's not used for anything. I think it's a private residence, but it was a deli. People in Gawler West would know it really well.
Wow.
Gawler West Deli. So it's on 14th Street, sort of just before you start going up the hill.
Yeah.
I worked there for years as a kid. I worked there on my own. It was slave labour, I think. Never got paid. Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved the people that came in. Learned so much about people. The orange juice lady, the Gibbs man, and various other characters that used to come in. I remember one time that... I guess back to your question. Because we didn't spend time with our extended family... Christmas was going to midnight mass and then coming back and having sort of Christmas just with our little family.
Right.
But we didn't have extended family because we'd been away for so long. I remember we reconnected with our extended family. We didn't quite feel the same because we were so used to being just with our own little group or little family. So, yeah, we used to work. Work was a constant thing that we did. So I worked in the shop, as we called it, and I used to serve everyone, make milkshakes. Remember a rep came in one day and I didn't know what I was doing. He wanted me to buy, and I don't know how old I was, 12 or 13, I don't know, 14, might have been 15, I don't know. And it was fly spray, Mortein fly spray. And the cans of Mortein fly spray, and being a deli, you only have one or two.
Yes.
And he says, "Oh, you need eight." It turned out to be eight boxes that I'd signed up for. And my mum hit the roof. She goes, "What am I going to do with these eight boxes of fly spray?" And I thought, "Oh, I don't know. I didn't know what I was doing. I thought it was just eight. You know, isn't that what we do? Don't we need lots of fly spray?" But, that was a good learning thing. But, Yeah, you learn lots of skills when you work in a shop.
Of course you do. Yeah.
So birthdays, I remember my mum for my birthday, I had a doll called the Teary Deary doll. Love this doll. I think I might still have it, actually. Actually, I think I still do have it in one of my boxes. And it was a teary, she had eyes that moved, you know, the eyelashes that used to, the eyelids that used to go up and down, they used to go up and down, and you could actually feed her a bottle, you know, not that I'm, you know, and into bottle feeding, but, you know, I thought it was amazing, you know, this little hole in the mouth and all this sort of stuff. And so she, and her eyes would water, you know, she had teary, deary doll. Oh.
I had one that you fed with a bottle and it wet itself.
So I had this Teary Deary doll and I loved this doll. And she could knit. Mum was a good knitter and she knitted for one year. She actually knitted this entire baby set, if you like. And that was my bit. Oh, I still remember it. It was so beautiful. It was cream and pink, I think.
Oh.
And it was all that. Just knitting rather than pearl. It was a beautiful knitted, and I went, oh wow, doll's clothes, how awesome, you know. And so I loved it, absolutely loved it. So yeah, I was always, I remember that. I remember one time at Christmas she bought me a suitcase.
Subtle.
I didn't even know it was mine. One Christmas morning I said, I'm walking around and I'm going, where's my present? And I walked past it three times and it wasn't even wrapped up. And there it was. Oh, wow, a suitcase. Oh, it's fantastic. You know, so, yeah, we didn't have a lot of money.
No.
So we didn't get large, grandiose presents, but the presents that we did get were really beautiful in their own way. So, yeah, I remember that. Birthday parties, oh, my God. I used to go to birthday parties in Rushworth. I remember one time I had a birthday party, and it was either my sister's birthday party or mine. And it might have been my sister's, and I don't think anyone came. I remember this, oh, God, no one's come, you know, and forevermore I've always thought, oh, what if nobody turns up?
Oh,
you know, yeah, no, yeah. And I don't know what the problem was, the details, but, yeah, that something wasn't quite right.
They weren't still frightened they were going to get rheumatic fever and
things. Oh, who knows? Yeah, well, that's true. It's true. Well, I never did get rheumatic fever. I was lucky. Because maybe those, you know, huge injections did the trick. But, So, yeah, birthday parties, we didn't have big birthday parties.
No.
We didn't do it.
Didn't in my childhood either.
Mm. Yeah, and yet with my kids, they had lots of birthday parties, yeah.
Did you go to Sunday school at all?
No, we were always at church, Judy.
Okay, so they didn't have a Sunday school.
We didn't do Sunday school because we went to Catholic school. Yeah. We had it.
So you had it all the time, pretty much.
Mm. You know, we did the rosary and we went to Mass, and, you know, I've always enjoyed Mass. I've always enjoyed the ritual around and that reflection, and I still enjoy that. So we spend a lot of time. And my mum, right up until she became really unwell, she used to go to Mass every day. Mm. Her faith was very much around not so much the structure of the church and the rules, and she used to challenge them all the time, but about that faith, that spirituality that underpins that. And I think that's why I've enjoyed it and loved it. Yeah, because I used to read at Mass. I've always sung at Mass for a long time. My mum and dad were in choirs, and she used to play the organ at Mass. So heavily involved in the organisation.
Yeah.
And she used to give communion to the sick. So there was always that vocation and role giving to others.
Yeah.
And she used to do that. She was a great example when I worked in the shop of how she helped people. And Gawler West has never been a rich community.
No.
But it was a beautiful long-term relationships and friendships were made through that shop.
Have you still got some from that time?
Interestingly, yes. Yeah, there's a couple of people that will always knew my mum, knew me as kids, and knew us as we ran the shop, you know. So, yeah, absolutely. There's people. One of my she's my age. In the recent floods, I was having a chat with her, and we were talking about her neighbour, who was quite elderly, and we're just talking about what she might be able to do to help her and how to get help if she needed it, because they still live over in Gawler West.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's subject to flooding. So, yeah, so that's part of that shop connection.
All right. Well, we might call it a day because I'm supposed
quite a lot
to
there.
Yes, it's supposed just to be about, you know, the growing up years, and we've covered it, unless you can think of anything.
1 year when Cyclone Tracy...
Christmas 74.
Yeah, the Darwin Swimming Club came to Gawler as part of Gawler had the country swimming championships. Oh. And because I was one of the senior swimmers, all of us swam, and Mum, of course, was on the committee, and we billeted the captain of the team, and they used to win the countries every year. They were so strong. But this year, of course, they only brought a skeleton team. So I remember that. And I remember them coming down, and remember previous years with this huge contingent of swimmers, and they were only a handful of swimmers that came, and they just stopped coming after that. Yeah, I remember Cyclone Tracy. I remember swimming in our pool. I used to have so many good memories swimming up and down that pool all the time. You know, loved it. Loved going to the pool.
Do you still go?
I think two seasons ago I started, but I just couldn't. I was just too busy. Mm. So I'm hopeful that I can start swimming again. Love swimming. Love it. But I'm finding as I age, I just can't swim as fast as I used to. It's a great memory, that pool. Mm. Yeah.
And has it changed much since?
It hasn't changed. I mean, there's certainly been some improvements, but effectively it's still beautiful outdoors. You can swim, you look up, you see the gum trees, you see the beautiful... We've got gorgeous weather, and it's a great experience to be getting in and doing a few laps. And, so I know it like the back of my hand, that pool. I've spent years
there. What about the rest of Gawler? Has that changed much since you came as a kid?
Well, Gawler East has, because I knew Gawler East. I knew every street. Used to walk to school, and then I caught the bus. We used to catch the bus to school. So I knew all the bus routes. It has, but it hasn't. There's certainly more people here.
Yeah.
And you don't notice the change so much, do you? But the character of Gawler, I don't think's changed. We've still got long-term locals here, people who love the community of Gawler. And we were so heavily involved in, the Catholic side of Gawler, which is often not talked about, but, there's old family friends that used to spend a lot of time at our house and still live in Gawler. And, in fact, there's people I babysat. I used to babysit people, and they probably don't even know that I did babysit them. Some of them do. I wasn't a particularly good babysitter.
This is when you were at high school.
Yeah, when I was at high school. Yeah, so family friends, used to babysit and get a few dollars, and it was a good way of just getting a bit of pocket money. And, I remember learning to drive. A guy by the name of Bob Connolly, people might know, he taught me to drive. Yeah.
How old were you when you learnt to drive?
Oh, as soon as I turned 16, I got my life. Oh, I couldn't wait. Now, Mum had no money. I learnt, which she had a white Ford, no, a cream, we used to call it the tank. It was one of those old, with the gear, the column shift.
I learnt
on a column shift. And, of course, Mum, being 5'1", she could barely see over this massive car. And I learnt to drive in this car, and I just couldn't wait. I've got to be independent. And I didn't tell you, I played lacrosse as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got recruited through Gawler High. There was a teacher called Jan Harris, and she was the coach of East Torrens Women's Lacrosse. She recruited a few promising young females, and so I used to travel down to the South Park, the South Parklands, where we used to play lacrosse. Yeah. And there was two or three of us that used to go down and play lacrosse. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun too.
So your life was very sport oriented, wasn't it? I mean, very much so.
Yeah, any sport.
That was your social life, really, is it?
Yeah.
As an adolescent.
I went to a lot of music concerts. I didn't tell you that either.
Tell me that.
A lot of loud music. I went to Sherbet, Skyhawks, Air Supply, Dragon. My first ever album. Every bit of money I got used to buy an album. My first album was Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart. I was a huge Rod Stewart fan, of course. And the Eagles, and I went and saw them. Went and saw the Doobie Brothers. So many. Oh, Dr. Hook, that was a terrible. I was a high march study. It was awful. And we used to play lacrosse and then go to a concert after that. So, I think I was only 16 or 17.
What about the theatre or pictures?
Yeah, well, we Mum used to take us to live performances all the time when we were kids. So we used to go down to the, she'd take us down to the Festival Theatre. I remember she took us to a movie. It was supposed to be The Fiddler on the Roof for my birthday at the Elizabeth Drive-In, and it turned out to be, I think it was Clockwork Orange, and we weren't allowed in. She got it wrong. And we were sitting in the car and she went, oh, God, you know. And we were, yeah, I remember that. She thought, oh, well, let's go out and see a movie. And, yeah, we just didn't work out. But we did laugh about that. I remember when I was training nursing that the Rocky Horror Picture Show used to be on at the Chelsea Theatre every Friday night.
Yeah.
And there was a few people going down and they said, oh, you got to get dressed up. And you've got to do all these things. And I thought, I'm not doing that. I'm not getting dressed up. So I didn't go. So I missed it. All that time, I never went to the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Chelsea Theatre. Just after I had Natasha, we went down to the Elizabeth Cinemas and watched a Star Wars movie, the first Star Wars movie. And but I think because I had kids.
Yes.
And you just didn't go out and see the movies. I was either working. When Kimberly was born, I started playing netball during the day and on weekends, got back into sports. So that was, didn't...
You had a radio when you were young at home?
We had TV. When we were in the hotel in Victoria, we used to watch the Magic Roundabout, called.
Yeah. The British.
And the Magic Circle. The Magic Circle, it was called. It was an Australian program. And that was the only program we watched. I think because we said you could watch TV for this much time and the rest of the time you're outside. So we used to watch Looney Tunes on Saturday mornings, cartoons. Mm. Used to watch a lot of cartoons, and then the TV, the usual TV stuff at night. So we watched a lot of TV. Now I don't watch hardly any TV.
Wouldn't be home, would you?
I wouldn't be home. I don't miss it. Yeah, but lots of TV, Lost in Space, all that sort of stuff. We used to love watching those shows. So TV more than movies, I think. I'll probably think of some movies that I watched, but none come to mind apart from that first one after Natasha was born. Mum used to, and she took us down. We used to have live shows at the Festival Theatre.
Yeah.
So we'd go down there.
Can you remember any of them?
There was a South African show that came, and every second word was the F word.
Oh.
And she took me down, and we were, it was at the Festival Theatre. It was two guys. It was very political.
Okay.
That's what I remember. I can't remember what it was called. It was very good. I saw Marcel Marceau.
Yes, I saw him.
Yeah, saw that. And Oedipus Rex, when I was in year 12, I drove down with a few girls. It was part of our classical studies, and we had to watch Oedipus at the Festival Theatre. I got lost. We got there at half time. I don't know how I got lost. And I was driving down, and I ended up in the hills and came back down.
Oh, for goodness
sake. Yeah, no, maybe that was deliberate. I don't know. But I remember, the huge Oedipus Rex was this massive. They were on stilts.
That's right. Yeah. I do remember that production.
Yeah. So we used to see a lot of live productions rather than movies. Yeah. I think that's probably... And so I've always had a love of live theatre. Mm. And live music. So, and that was Mum. She used to take us. She'd go, let's go and see this. Let's go and see this production.
Oh,
yeah. So, I remember that. Mm.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I think we could wind it up.
Well, thank you. You were very good.
This interview is available for download for purposes of educational research. We expect that any creative written or electronic work derived from the recording gives due credit to the interviewee, interviewer, and GBA.